This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How are you this afternoon, Jan Vermeulen?
Keeping very well, sir. How are you doing?
I am also keeping very well, thank you. Thank you for putting a smile on my face. And there's a lot of interest happening in the mybroadband.co.za space. At least two or three items I'd like to get through. Claiming too much from your car insurance can get you fired as a client. How do you claim too much when they send off assessors and do all those sorts of things?
Yeah, right. So this is what was interesting about this story. To keep it short and sweet, is a lady with the name of Sarah Midgley complained about it on Twitter, causing a stir in and of itself. You had two camps immediately forming naturally. You know, one camp sympathizing, the other camp going, well, you know, what part of the story aren't you telling us? So I went digging because she had four claims in 5 months. And the straw that broke the camel's back was a claim where her ex-husband rear-ended the car in front of him. And I listened to the call without insurance, and they just automatically registered the claim. Like, they go through, they mention the formalities, like, you know, I should mention to you that you have been flagged as a multi-claimant. You know, if you claim, then it could affect your premium, you know, your cover. Or it could cause your whole policy to be cancelled. But the helpful consultant on the other end just blows through that like a formality and says, you know, basically don't worry about it. The customer care line will keep you appraised every step of the way. And it's the husband on the phone, not the policyholder, not Midgley. And so they register the claim. And then, you know, the wheels start grinding. The actuaries back there at OutSurance have a freak out. And then eventually they call her and say, sorry, your policy has been cancelled. But that's only where your drama begins, because once your insurance policy has been cancelled,
try get insurance anywhere else.
Right. It gets put in a system called the IDS, the Insurance Data Sharing System, that's run by SAIA. And then you basically get red flagged, and you will struggle to get insurance once a policy has been cancelled. So for more information about how to avoid this happening to you, and you know, what exactly the IDS is and OutSurance response to this, and more details about Midgley's whole process that led to this, you can hit the article on My Broadband. There's a lot there.
Okay, let's move on to the next interesting one, which is how South African businesses use Bitcoin to evade tax. That surely won't go on for too much longer.
Yeah, the tax man is wise to this now. And so there's ways to hide, make no mistake. You know, that's one of the benefits of the crypto space. You know, the SARS is on a hiring spree for technically skilled people, and I can't imagine that this will be allowed much longer. And what's happening here is, for the most part, it looks like these are cash only businesses that talk to a crypto agent who converts their cash into Bitcoin, transfers it to a wallet, and then, you know, they go through all kinds of loops and hoops to avoid this money getting on the radar of the South African Revenue Service. And so the thing here is, the person we spoke to said that even when the Bitcoin is converted into fiat currency, good old rands and cents that we know, and moved to a foreign bank account, the origins of the money is not known. So it's impossible for the South African Revenue Service to track this money. And so SARS is going to have to really, really up its game in terms of cryptocurrencies and perhaps even relationships with foreign governments to make sure that people pay their dues here in South Africa.
And in 2 minutes, Jan, if you could address this fascinating issue also. South Africa wants to tackle Amazon, Google, Microsoft dominance in the cloud. I mean, come on, we're not even players.
Right. So this is an interesting two-part story, actually. So this is a national data and cloud policy that was published by our Minister of Communications and Digital Technology, Stella Ndebele-Abrahams. And among the things in this policy is that the government is going to be keeping its eye on big tech, because the cloud computing market is dominated by a handful of large multinationals. And so basically it's talking about, you know, how it's going to keep its eye on this and have the competition law reviewed, with this in mind. But in that self same policy, government outlines its plan to launch a cloud monopoly of its own. So to amalgamate Centec and Broadband Infraco and then use CETA infrastructure, the High Performance Computing Center, and kind of merge all of this all of these government resources into one behemoth, one mega network with cloud capabilities. And I sometimes wonder if our government can read the irony in their own policies.
That's just beautiful. And with that kind of insanity, what better place to leave it this afternoon? Jan Vermeulen, thank you for talking to me.
Huge pleasure. Have a great afternoon further.